The Prime Minister will give a statement in the Commons this afternoon in which he's expected to give details on how long restrictions are likely to last in England. It's also thought he'll say whether schools can reopen.
Boris Johnson has offered his condolences.
The government indicated the system of tiers would return. Our political correspondent, Jessica Parker, explained on what basis ministers would make their decisions.
The criteria through which it will be set out, fairly familiar, so things like hospitalisations, things like death rates, the success of the vaccine rollout as well. And of course, they've pointed to concerns about any particular mutations of the virus that might cause further worries or a further risk to the spread of transmission.
An NHS trust is to warn patients about the risk of catching coronavirus in hospital, saying it's becoming harder to separate people with COVID from those who don't have it. Internal papers from Surrey and Sussex Healthcare Trust said at some point its hospitals may reach a tipping point where it may not be possible to keep patients apart. EU officials and the drug company AstraZeneca say they will meet this evening to discuss a row about vaccine supplies. The European Commission says the firm, which largely makes its coronavirus vaccine in the UK, may provide the bloc with up to 80 million fewer doses than it had initially promised. Our Brussels correspondent, Gavin Lee, says the EU is also concerned about the firm's previous actions.
Back in December, there was a problem with the UK supply, almost similar to what's happening now with the EU supply. And what happened is AstraZeneca used the manufacturing sites in the Netherlands and Belgium to help facilitate and keep the vaccines coming for the UK. And the EU wants to know, why did that happen? If that happened, should that have been the EU supply? Would they not have had a problem now? And why can't they now access the UK vaccine produced in UK sites?
A group of protesters trying to prevent the construction of the HS2 high-speed rail line have been evicted from a camp in central London. The campaigners near Euston Station had barricaded themselves into underground tunnels. Justine Green reports.
Live from NPR News, I'm Corva Coleman. The Senate has rejected a Republican effort to halt the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. NPR's Windsor Johnston has more.
The chamber voted to dismiss a charge brought by Republican Senator Rand Paul that argued the trial was unconstitutional because Trump had already left office. But only five Republicans broke ranks to support moving ahead with trial, including Senators Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, and Lisa Murkowski. In order for Trump to be convicted, at least 17 Republicans would have to break ranks. If that were to happen, a separate vote would then be held to bar Trump from holding public office again.
NPR's Windsor Johnston reporting. Some more of President Biden's cabinet secretary nominees will have Senate confirmation hearings today. They include former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm to be energy secretary, former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg to be transportation secretary, former Obama administration chief of staff Dennis McDonough to be Veterans Affairs Secretary, and former diplomat Linda Thomas Greenfield to be the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Civil rights advocates are pleased with first steps by the Biden administration to root out systemic racism. But NPR's Kerry Johnson reports they say a lot more work needs to be done.
Activists say they welcome a phase-out of Justice Department contracts with private prisons, but they want to see the Biden White House end deals with for-profit detention centers that house the bulk of immigrant detainees. Civil rights groups are pressing the new administration to get rid of mandatory sentences for many drug crimes and to end the federal death penalty. They say the Biden team should work with Congress to ban police chokeholds and require officers to intervene if they see colleagues using excessive force. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
California is vowing to revamp its vaccine delivery system. It's been criticized for a muddled and slow rollout by its counties. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports the moves include pledges to better manage vaccine deliveries and streamline appointments for inoculations.